Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you guys do at the National Weather Service?
Hang on. I'm going to do that. The National Weather Service office in Buffalo is actually one of 125 weather forecast offices all across the country. We're responsible not only for the Buffalo area, but actually the 17 counties of Western New York. So we forecast for Buffalo, Rochester, north of Syracuse, all the way up to the Thousand Islands. We're responsible for issuing all watches and warnings and making weather forecasts for that entire region.
When you get to come out during these hot summers and be honored like this, what does that mean to you?
It's actually quite humbling because we work very hard to let people know what the severe weather is going to be, what the threat of weather is, and it's sometimes not an exact science, and sometimes the forecasts don't work out as we wish, and so we often are the ones that are the brunt of the jokes and the blame for things when things go wrong. So it's nice for people to recognize the hard work that the office and all my forecasters do.
I know that, like you said, there's over 100 offices across the country, but you guys, with covering Syracuse and the amount of snow they get, Oswego, all the way up there, I mean, you guys must be one of the, of any of the weather service offices you deal with the most when it comes to at least snow.
When it comes to snowfall, yeah, and it's especially difficult for us for Lake Ontario because the lake doesn't freeze, so east of Lake Ontario,
I know that really well.
It snows all winter long. So it makes the forecast challenging, but that's what we like. That's why we're here.
And I guess, talking about looking at these huge snowfalls, it probably brings back memories, I'm guessing. When you look at some of these dates and some of those snowfalls, I remember when that happened.
Absolutely, we do. And I think forecasters, we kind of tend to think of storms as the way they happen, and we remember them. I remember where I was for certain storms. I remember how things worked or what we did. And so, it's neat to kind of look back and see things like that.
I'm sure for the community, people are going to be able to look back and say, for people that were alive during the blizzard of 77, where were they? Where were they stuck? What did they have to do to survive? I mean, those are the kind of things to think about.
Exactly. It's always something, it's a conversation starter. It's a way for people to talk to each other and relate stories. So there's always something to talk about when it comes to the weather.
And I know you've been mentioning this El Nino for this upcoming winter. It might mean that it's not going to be that cold, but there could still be a lot of snow.
Yeah, and in the overall forecast is for a warmer than normal average winter, and so that's like a six-month average. However, you still may have cold outbreaks, and so during those cold outbreaks, you can still get lake effect snow and heavy lake effect snow. So it's not something that we can say it's going to be warmer. We don't have to worry about snow this year. We're still going to get snow. It's still Buffalo.
It might be almost 80 degrees right now and the sun's out, but how should people be thinking and being prepared for another upcoming winter here in Buffalo?
Yeah, don't wait too late. Not that you have to rush out tomorrow, but remember that, do your winter preparedness. Make sure your car is ready for winter. You can go to ready.gov. It'll give you information on how to prepare for your family for any type of disaster, not just winter storms, but flooding and any type of disaster we may have, how to prepare your family so that you're ready for anything that may come about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.